It's been the death of a thousand cuts for regional Australia. Already severely depressed from the worst drought in living memory, in 2010, just as the rain began to fall, the Australian dollar broke through parity with the US. And that meant farmers' earnings from exports took a devastating dive. It also made food imports dirt cheap. One by one, Australian food processors across the eastern seaboard began closing regional factories. McCain, Heinz, Simplot, Rosella. Hardest hit the Goulburn Valley, which for decades has been described as Victoria's food bowl. SPC Ardmona, the once proudly farmer-owned canned food processor, now owned by Coca-Cola Amatil, halved its production, leaving fruit growers like Peter Hall with 50 tonnes of rotting apricots.
A lot of people would be cranky with SPC because they didn't take all the apricots. I don't think that's really the issue. I think if SPC had markets for fruit like this, they'd take it. They're in the business of processing and canning fruit. So I don't think if they had the right outlets, they would have rejected the fruit. The issue is a wider one, Warwick. It's really the ability of Australia to compete in a world market. And you know, I was really mystified by Julie Gillard's comments a few months ago saying that she wanted to make Australia the food bowl of Asia. I mean, walk into the supermarket shelves in Shepparton, you'll find a ton of imported canned fruit on the shelves. Forget about Asia and supplying that as a food bowl. We can't even be the food bowl of Shepparton. There's something wrong in the way the government, I think, is looking after agriculture, is promoting agriculture and supporting agriculture because, you know, we can't even compete on our own shelves.
The Prime Minister's own task force into manufacturing found that 100,000 jobs have been lost since 2008. But, unlike the car industry, the government hasn't been willing to step in with funds. And ironically, while jobs are disappearing in processing, farmers supplying the food are finding it increasingly difficult to attract workers during peak seasons of planting and harvest. They've become more reliant on employing skilled overseas workers on temporary 457 visas, a scheme introduced by the Howard government. Most of the workers have been from Pacific Islands and return each year. But with accusations of system rorts and overseas workers taking Australian jobs, the Gillard government ordered a crackdown on the scheme. James Pearson, chief executive of the West Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, says the tightening of regulations was unnecessary and believes use of the scheme will drop as the labour market cools.
It does actually respond to the needs of the economy. That is one of the attractions of the scheme, and that is why it's so disappointing that this government has gone ahead with changes that will make it more time-consuming and more costly for employers to bring in the temporary workers they need to keep their operations going and to build new projects.
As for what's on offer from the opposition, its main agricultural policy is tax incentives for investment in Northern Australia. As leader Tony Abbott says, to develop a food bowl in the next frontier. But it's not much solace to the northern beef industry, with 40% of Queensland still in drought. The summer wet season basically just didn't deliver across much of northern Australia. Graziers have been selling cattle they knew they couldn't feed through winter by the tens of thousands. The once mighty northern Australian beef industry hasn't been able to find its feet 2 years after the live cattle export scandal. Michael Thompson is from Munda Station in Western Australia's Pilbara.
Livestock prices are across all lines that we sell down by 30 to 40%. We've got land values down by as high as 50%. We've got no direction, no leadership on a future, no future. So if there's no future, there's no confidence. So how bad does it get after that? It can't get any worse, I don't think.
Finally, with an election date announced, Agriculture Minister Jode Ludwig announced a new farm finance package in April, with low interest loans for farmers of up to $650,000. But in the months since then, the government's failed to come up with a criteria for the scheme and not a cent has been delivered. The newly appointed Minister for Agriculture, Joel Fitzgibbon, has promised to make it a priority.
Look, we remain committed to the program. I'm keen as the new minister to get that money flowing to farmers. That is my key focus. And I'm determined that that shall be done, and it shall be done as quickly as is possible.
Do you believe it's possible to do that before the election, whenever that might be, in the next couple of months?
Absolutely. And I am sure that my state counterparts not only welcome the Commonwealth investment, but are just as keen as me to get that money flowing. And on that basis, indeed, I'm just about to have some telephone conversations with them.